Hello and welcome everybody. You're listening to Mushtar FM at 89.6 and this is Gossip.
Hello everyone. It's Anna in the studio with Alex.
Thanks Anna for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting. It's going to be a really interesting topic and really interesting show, I feel like.
And today we're going to talk about an actress, a singer, a producer, a social activist, and just a beautiful woman.
Zendaya.
And why everyone likes her.
I mean, look at her. Right?
Yeah, that's true. So Zendaya started her career since she was a child because she's from artistic family, and she was on a scene of a theater since she was a child because her mom was working at a theater.
Her parents are teachers, as I know. I know her mom is a teacher for sure, and I'm not sure about his dad, but I think he also is a teacher.
Yeah, they are teachers, but they still worked in art area, and I know that her mom, she's been working at a theater, maybe she still worked there, and that's why Zendaya started playing since she was a really, really child. And I know that when she decided that she wanted to go to Disney, they needed to move to LA because everything takes part in LA, and so she moved to the city with her dad without mom, and her dad needed to change a job for her to make their life like Zendaya wanted to, so it was a nice support actually. So yeah, and she started her career with Disney in show Shake It Up.
Yeah, I love Zendaya and I watch almost everything she does, but I wasn't really following her during her Disney career because I don't know, I was never really a big fan of Disney or Disney shows, so yeah, that part of her career I missed.
Oh, I was a big fan of Disney, and I don't know, I think that at some point when I was a child we didn't have this on TVs in Russia. We have a different channel and we had some Disney series there, but then when we finally got Disney, I was I was watching all these favorite series The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Wizards of Waverly Place and stuff on Hannah Montana. I'm yeah, of course Hannah Montana, yeah.
Yeah, in Georgia we didn't have Disney Channel. Hannah Montana, a Georgian channel adopted it and they were translating it in Georgian and maybe some other shows, but mostly no. We didn't have a Disney Channel and most of the shows I haven't seen, and that's probably why.
Yeah, but so you didn't have them at all when you were a child, right?
Yeah. I mean, the channel, no, but Georgian channels were adopting some series and they were translated it and doing a proper, in a professional way, but obviously not all of them.
Okay, yeah, same for us. And I think when I was about 13, maybe a little older, I think that we got Disney that time. And so I've been been watching all the Disney series and cartoons and everything and everything. And I was just always into this. And I love art, movies and series and stuff and stuff. And so I also used to dance as a child, and then they released this Shake It Up. I don't know the years, but I think it was about 2014 something. And I just fell in love with this series just in general. And also because it's America, I've been always dreaming about America since I was a child because of all these movies and series. And so I saw Shake It Up, and at some point I wanted to be maybe not a professional dancer, but just a good dancer for myself. It never happened.
Was it the series she did with Bella Thorne?
Yeah. And so, I don't know, at that moment, I think this series, it became my favorite one. And at that time, Zendaya already took part in some dance shows, so she was a professional dancer and also a singer. And so...
she was inspiring to you.
Yes, really. And compared to Bella Thorne, I think it was a big difference. I don't know how that happened, but Disney hired Zendaya as Rocky. So they're two main characters, Rocky Blue and Cece Jones. So yeah, and Zendaya wanted to play Cece at first, but they didn't hire her, but they got her as a Rocky. So I don't know. To me, it seems they're equal, but a lot of people say that still Cece is kind of a main character, but I don't know. But okay, we'll get to this later. And so Bella Thorne was also hired like as a Cece Jones, but she didn't dance, like she never danced before, and like I know that she really needed to practice before all the dances, and like it took a while for her to learn and stuff. And at some point, I know that people tend to think that it's like racism that Disney have, that they didn't wanna hire like Zendaya because, you know, she's like black.
Come on.
I don't know.
Like, I mean,
you don't believe
everything
in this?
No, I don't believe in it, because even nowadays everything comes down to racism. All like it's not. And even taking Zendaya as an example, of course she's black and she's a wonderful woman, but
yeah,
I mean, she's not that black.
Well, okay, we're gonna get to this later also.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, Cece Jones, she is from, like, a better kind of family, like, you know, a wealthy family, kind of. And in Rocky life, like, their parents, I'm not sure, I don't remember if they, like, got divorced or something, but they're, like, poor and they were, like, on the edge of being broke at some time in this Syria. And so, you know, like, there are, like, suspicions about this, that, you know, she was hired as Rocky because, like, you know, her family is kind of, like, nah. And also her family was not really seen in the series. I don't know, they just didn't really show them. And just from time to time, like, you know, there was her mom for sure. I don't remember about the dad, but yeah. So it was like a start of her career, and at this time both of them, Bella Thorne and Zendaya, they were put in like uncomfortable position because they were like comparing all the time. There were like a lot of like, oh, who do you think is better like at dance, like Zendaya or Bella, who is like better looking or something, blah 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 blah, something like this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, Disney has terrible politics, and especially towards children. It's famous for like years now that it's not really fair, and it's not really a healthy place for kids to be there or for anybody.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it seems like it's a good start, like, in a career, because Disney is a big thing, but, like,
yes,
all the stuff that they need to get through is just terrible. And so Bella Thorne said, Zendaya and I were put in a very unfortunate position where we were kind of forced to compete against each other, which made the whole first season of the show just very awkward for us. We wanted to love each other, but yet we were constantly being put against each other. It was, who is better at this and who is better at that? So, yeah. Yeah, it seems like it was not like a great place. And actually after this Syria, Zendaya wanted to leave Disney because it was like being too much, but Disney didn't want to let her go because, like, I think it's Zendaya, like, you know, she's perfect. Who didn't want her? And so they wanted her to play in a new Syria about, like, you know, a spy girl kind
of. Yeah, I've seen clips of this show on TikTok and somewhere, so I know. Okay. You mean Casey Undercover, right?
Yes. And so in the beginning, it was supposed to be called Super Awesome KD. Like, I think that they had a different concept at first, but then they wanted to, like, change Disney at some point. And she said that, okay, I'm gonna stay at Disney only if you, like, you know, if you make changes that I say. So, yeah.
Oh, girl boss.
Yeah, it feels like this. So, at first, it was called, like, Super Awesome KD, and she wanted it to be changed to KC Undercover. So, they changed this. And Disney, everyone is supposed to be a stinger. Even, like, you know, even if kids don't sing well, they still, like, need to be this. And so she wanted to remove the singing part from this. And so this show does not include singing. Also, she wanted KC was, like, different from Disney stereotypes. You know, like, these girl stereotypes. For example, on a casting, for example, they need to make her, like, their voice higher to sound like a girl, like Disney girl, you know, kind of these things. So she wanted it to be changed.
She was not a girly girl.
Yes.
She was kind of a tomboy.
She said that there are other things that a girl can be. I want her to be normal with an extraordinary life. And actually, this is hard for me to understand. I want to be like her to be normal with an extraordinary life.
I don't know.
How can you have extraordinary life when you're normal at some point? But
it was something that sounded cool, and she said it.
Maybe. And so also that's why like the show ended up having martial arts. So she does a lot of like martial arts during the show. And like, you know, she's a spy, so maybe she needs to. So yeah, about racism, the show should be around the family of color. So it's the first Disney series where they show like a whole family of African American people. So it was also like a change for them.
Yes, but Disney or Netflix or whatever the big companies making shows about black people, they're using mixed people that don't really look like black, like really black. It's still racism, and it's still, even though the world is woke and no racism stuff like that, they still use this very white looking girls to represent black culture. When you have like black, like really black actresses and actors that are very, very talented, that are waiting for their opportunities. But I mean, still, they're trying to shoot this political idea, like no racism and like diversity and everything, but they still trying to make it look like it was before.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but you know,
because for me, sorry for interrupting, but I remembered it like recently that for me growing up, I didn't know Rihanna was black because she didn't really look that black to me when I was a kid. And I remember it vividly, like my realization of Rihanna being black. I was like, is she black? I mean, no, she's not black. And I was like, oh, okay. Even Rihanna, and I'm sure Zendaya would be the same for me too.
Yeah, but the thing about Disney, sometimes they hired like, you know, whiter kind of looking girls because they didn't want to like give these roles to really black girls. Yes. I don't know, for like for no reasons. But even Zendaya said that like she needed to be more tan. So she they wanted her to tan more to look blacker.
Yes, and I'm sure there there were a lot of black kids who didn't need to be tanned for the role.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
but just then they would be more profitable.
Yeah. So, you know, it was like a big one for her, like to make this change on this channel, and it's really nice. And also, she wanted to be a producer in this show. And she said that the only way I was going to come back to Disney Channel was if I was in a position of more power. She says, one thing that is really important to me is diversity on the channel. It's hard as a young person of a different ethnicity or a background to look at the TV and not see anyone who looks like you. Presentation is very important. So at the age of 16 or around this, she became a producer with Disney. I think it's like, it's just a really cool opportunity, and you know, it's like a big thing. And so yeah, about Disney, I think it's like, it's really hard to get over this like kid kind of like impression in the world, because you know, like Miley Cyrus and Bella Thorne, they were all like struggling to like to grow up kind of in the eyes of people. So like,
you mean like a career after Disney? It's terrible.
Yes.
A lot of people cannot do it the way Zendaya did it, because she really turned her career around, and now she's not associated with Disney. And I'm sure a lot of people don't even know that she came from Disney. She's just this huge star, IT girl of the moment.
She started playing smaller but elevated roles in movies, because it's hard to get over and grow up from Disney like child look for sure. And at some point she also wanted to create her own like clothes brand, and she was going to different like events for like, you know, for designers and like all this like, I don't know, even maybe actresses stuff. And
she got into fashion.
Yes, she wanted to make people like see her looks, like, you know, her beautiful, the like designs, all these clothes that she wears, and like to kind of to become like, I don't know, symbolic. I don't want to say this.
Fashion icon.
Yes.
And she did. She really did. Because I remember that was the time, as I said, I wasn't really following her during her Disney career. But after that, yeah, I mean, I was seeing like almost everything that she was doing. I mean, like those paparazzi pictures and her looks and everything and everything. And I think the first time that I saw her acting was The Greatest Showman. And that was her first work that I saw. But yeah, even before that, I mean, I knew who she was, and I always liked the way she looked and the way she dressed and everything.
Yeah,
she, yeah,
she's
The Greatest
really
Showman was the first thing that I saw her in. And her interviews, it's so entertaining. Every interview that she does, I just sometimes, if I come across on YouTube, I just press it and watch her interviews just for fun, because it's like so entertaining.
And you know, even if she has like 100 million like followers on Instagram, even if she's like famous around the world and stuff, she still like feels like she's just like your friend.
Yeah,
she's just like a person.
Cool,
yeah,
cool,
just like a human being.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know, I just found out The Greatest Showman, like this movie, before Christmas, because I was looking for something that like makes me, like gonna make me feel Christmassy. So I found this movie and I didn't even know that Zendaya played there. But I was like, okay, with Zendaya, it's like much more entertaining, I think. So I watched this movie, but I think it was still like not the main character for her.
Yeah, it was a supporting actress category.
Yeah. And so what do you think about this movie, just like in general, how she played and stuff?
When that movie came out, I was, at that time, I was like really into movies. And I remember I knew the dates when it was coming out, and I was like actively waiting for that movie, as well as like 20 other movies at that time. It is really entertaining. I mean, it's not the greatest piece of cinema, but it is really entertaining. And she sings and dances in there. I mean, actor, I have to say this like a disclaimer. I love Zendaya. I love her as a celebrity. I love everything she does. But as an actress, I don't think she's a great actress. Because, I mean, every time I watch her, it's like she's not really into character, and I cringe a little bit. Yeah, that's what I think. But I mean, I loved her in that movie. It was, I mean, if we talk about her performance, it was okay. The movie was also nice. It was entertaining. I don't really have much to say about that, actually, because she was mainly singing and dancing and doing all the stunts. But I loved the press conference for the movie, because it was Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron, and all the interviews that came out was so entertaining. And I loved it.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, as I remember, like, I think that she like was not really into this role, but maybe it was just like a role. Maybe, you know, since she was not the main character, it's hard to judge for me. But like, I am not that into this, and I'm pretty much okay with everything. But I think that in Euphoria, she played well. I'm not sure in Euphoria, like in a movie or in a piece of art. Not sure completely, but Euphoria actually, like, you know, since I watched Zendaya since I was a child, like from Disney, from Shake It Up, and like then straight to Euphoria, it was for me, it was like straight to Euphoria like this. And I was like, well, like, oh, interesting. Oh, la la.
What was the feeling? Like, you liked it, or was it weird, or?
I really think that Euphoria is not a great piece, just in general, because it's like, you know, it's about like drugs and suffering, like teenagers, and about abuse.
It's portrayed like really well. This drug and storytelling and the directorial work. I mean, I am talking about series in general.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's written really well, and it's really nice. Like, the picture is really good looking, but I don't know. It's hard because, you know, there are like a lot of abuse, a lot of stuff. And since I'm really aware of what I watch, because, you know, everything can change your like mindset, since I'm spiritual and everything. But I don't know. I just don't like watching like this kind of movie, because it doesn't give you any good feelings. It just gives you like, oh,
anxiety.
No, like, yeah, like anxiety and like disappointing kind of depression and stuff and stuff. It just gives you these feelings, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I watched the first season, actually. Yeah, I watched this, and I was trying to, I think that I started the second, but I was like, no, way too much. And like, you know, I've changed it that time when I was when I was waiting for the second season. But it's just, I don't know, even the first season for me now, it looks like, no, it's not a good piece. Yeah, really good looking, like really, but
yeah, for me, Euphoria is a great show. Like, if we talk about it as a cinematography piece, it is great. Mm-hmm. I mean, the directory art or the lighting or the mm-hmm. camera work or the actors, everything, the storytelling, everything is on point. Like, it's mm-hmm. really great show. It is about teenagers, but it's not that trendy or cringy. Mm-hmm. It is very beautifully portrayed, everything. Talking about Zendaya, of course, she's a main character there. And I think, well, for me, I think Euphoria is her best work, even yeah. though I don't think that she plays like 100% great in mm-hmm. that role. And there are moments when I see like Zendaya that we know as a celebrity. Mm-hmm. And there are moments when I see her and I'm like, oh, like that. You know, mm-hmm. hesitating whether she plays well or not. I think it's her best work yet. Yeah, it's just, it is not easy to watch that show, but if you like cinematography and if you mm-hmm. enjoy like watching shows and movies, it is a great show.
I don't know. At the moment when I watched the first season, I was like enjoying all this. Now I just don't enjoy. I don't know why, yeah, but I mean, I just can't dive into movies.
Yeah, it's an anxiety.
You mean like the series gives you anxiety?
I mean, it's hard to watch because of all the things that it's going on the show. So if you're like watching it, like what's going to happen next? Like, what is it going to go? Or... Something like that.
If you look at this, is it like a fairy tale? If it's like something that don't exist, that's fine. But you know, since it's like about kind of real life, it's like
it's every teenager's every problem at one place with glitters. That's what makes you attracted to that. Yeah,
yeah, that's true. And yeah, I really think that Zendaya plays well in this series because you know I think that she really like lived her role, kinda. And I think that once she says that, like, you know, she plays, like, kind of her shadow part. She, like, you know, she experienced her, like, shadow part, like, in her mindset, kind of. And I think it's nice because in life, you know, he's just the opposite. You know, she's, like, all this introvert and, like, you know, home kind of person and stuff and stuff. And really
she
nice.
Doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't do anything. She's like you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when I watched her, like, interview about this, I think it was, like, with Vogue or something on YouTube, I was like, well, sounds pretty much like me. She's just a home girl. That's nice.
Yeah, but the story in Euphoria is mainly Sam Levinson's story, the guy who wrote and directed it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember her saying that it was his story and she felt very much very mm-hmm. close to him and was learning from him mm-hmm. of the experiences and stuff. And that's how she found the character to portray.
Mm-hmm. I just remember some like skins from this series, and sometimes when she was playing like, you know, like a drug addicted person, like, I think that she played like very well and it really like drives on your feelings. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that like in this series she just plays just a piece of art her play. And I know that then the Dune was released, maybe something more later about Marvel, but did you watch Dune with her?
No.
Okay, I didn't. So
I wanted to watch, but I mean, I cannot with this like dying movies. I need some action. I'm not a big fan of action as a mm-hmm. genre, but I need like a storytelling. I mm-hmm. need, when I watch movies as time passes, I need to be, the script needs to be continuing, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. something else needs to be happening. June is like too slow for me. So maybe when I think this year the second part comes out mm-hmm. and yeah, maybe when some of other parts come mm-hmm. out, I will watch, like binge watch them. Mm-hmm. But not now.
I know that it's a series of books, like very famous, mm-hmm. but I don't know what's in there. But why do you think it's really slow? Just in general, like the book is slow and the movie is slow?
Yes, it's huge books. And mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on how they make the movie. And that's how they decided to make this movie. It's like mm-hmm. 3 hours almost or something. And the screen time mm-hmm. for Zendaya is like, what, 5 minutes or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's not there like a lot. But she did the whole mm-hmm. press conference. Like her and Timothy mm-hmm. were the main characters of the press conference, obviously, and everybody was so mad. Like we went to see the movie and Zendaya was there for like 5 or 8 minutes and that was it, and they were waiting for Zendaya to be like one of the main characters. but as the story continues, she probably will have more screen time.
What do you think? Are you a fan of Marvel?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I'm not really. Okay. I didn't really watch anything, just like it happened with friends from time to time. But yeah, what do you think about Spider-Man with her?
No. I mean, her as MJ is terrible.
Why?
I mean, I hate watching her as MJ because she cannot play that character well. I mean, it's so cringe. And it's not natural at all. It's like, it's the movies, the Spider-Man movies are great. And Tom Holland is chef's kiss Spider-Man. I think he's the best Spider-Man. But Zendaya is the worst part of Spider-Man movies because she cannot play that character. It's like, I'm watching MJ and I see Zendaya. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of plays herself. She's like, she acts the way she acts during the interviews and stuff, and it's like, oh, so cringy. So no, I don't like her. It's her worst job so far.
Oh, really? I don't know. I'm like, since I'm not a big fan of Marvel, I think that Marvel is actually is getting like cringy in a lot of ways, in like physics and plots kind of ways.
Well,
because
physics, it's Marvel. Physics doesn't exist there.
I think it used to be better kind of than now, because now it's just like complete not
now
physics.
Now it's the fourth or fifth phase and everybody died and it's like new superheroes coming up. So yeah, obviously like olden age already ended of Marvel.
I don't know.
Everybody died, meaning characters like Iron Man and Black Widow and those are like original ones. The stories are already done and ended.
Thank you for spoilers.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Should I cut it off? No, I'm not going to.
Everybody knows it's old news, like old news.
Okay. I don't know, like when I was watching like Spider-Man with Tom Holland, I was like, okay, way too much, not realistic. Just not realistic.
It's Spider-Man. What do you mean not realistic? What about Spider-Man is realistic?
Okay, maybe.
Dude, come
maybe
on.
Makes sense.
You're watching fiction. You're watching comics. What reality are you talking about?
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe if it was a cartoon, maybe it would be like...
More realistic?
Yeah,
come on.
I mean, like, not more realistic, but like more okay to watch. But I don't know. Yeah, I think that Tom Holland is great, but yeah. Like,
yeah, for me, he's the best Spider-Man, I think. And Maguire, I don't know. I loved Andrew Garfield as a Spider-Man. I love Emma Stone. I love those movies, but Tom Holland is like a proper Spider-Man. Even her he is the Spider-Man, okay? His character is what Spider-Man needs, because Spider-Man is like young and young guy and he's cool and he's just a regular teenage boy with like great sense of humor and stuff. That's Tom Holland.
Okay. I don't know. Since I watched the first part, I think my friend showed it to me. I was like, I was watching this, and I think that at that time Zendaya and Tom Holland, they didn't date, but I was like, they're gonna date.
Really?
It's gonna happen. Yeah, I don't know. I just looked at them and I was like, it's gonna happen for sure.
Okay.
There's for sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Are you a fan of? Oh, okay. So you are. You like them together.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's not a big thing for me because it's their life and like,
obviously.
I don't care about
who are you to judge or say anything, even if you don't like.
You know, I'm not like making them like idols and then like, who's in the end? Tom Holland, wow. No, not like this, but I think like they're looking good. Like, why not?
Yeah, me too. I love Tom Holland and I love Zendaya too, so I think they're great. And whenever there's new pictures or interviews coming out, like, he is such a gentleman and he's such a sweet.
It just
makes sense for them to be together, you know? But I just cannot fight this feeling that it is a PR stunt of them being together.
Really?
I have this feeling, like a really strong feeling, but I want it to be false, like really, really much. Because the way that it played out, you know, they did one movie and they were dating two other people. Zendaya was dating Jacob Elordi.
This guy
after
from
like 3 or 4 years they started dating. I mean, come on. Why didn't they start dating from the beginning or something?
I know that Tom Holland was like, you know, when somebody asked him, what was your first celebrity crush? He was always saying Zendaya. And was it happening after or before? Do you know? Because if it was before, I don't think that it could be like a PR.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it was before and after as well. Well, like as well.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know. I don't think that it's PR. Like, yeah, at some point, all the celebrities, it feels like it can be PR. Just yeah. all the
And all the Spider-Man couples dated.
Oh, really? I think it just happens a lot for actors because, you know, they're like always together, have a lot of course, like, time of and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want it to be true. I really do.
At some point, yeah, I
and
think...
And plus, sorry for interrupting, I feel like Zendaya is kind of girl that would keep her relationship like super secret, like she wouldn't post it or anything.
But I think it was like a secret for a long time.
It was,
right?
Yeah. But then
paparazzi.
They started, well. Yeah, they started posting like during Dune press tour. Tom was posting pictures of Zendaya nonstop, like
oh, really? I didn't know this.
Premieres and everything. Yeah, it was really cute.
Maybe, like, I was thinking maybe he just wanted her to notice him at some point.
Yeah, okay. The news came out right before the second part of Spider-Man was premiered.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. For me, the only issue is the heights because...
But I like it. I mean, I like it when a girl... I mean, for them, the height is like really visible. But I like when a girl is a little bit taller, yes.
You really like when a girl is taller?
A little bit. Maybe like Rosie Huntington-Whiteley and Jason Statham, kind of. I mean... Mm-hmm. It looks hot, but not for me because I'm quite short and I don't know. Even shorter than me is like, come on, too much.
I really feel okay only when a man like taller than me. So yeah, like for me, it's like a thing, but yeah, like they're okay. Like.
Oh, but actually I'm sad that Zendaya is not a singer anymore because she used to sing. Mm-hmm. And I think she does it well, but after Disney, she just was like, nah, not a thing. They killed like this passion, I think, as my art university killed all the art inside me. Well, yeah, it happens. Yeah, I remember when I was watching like Shake It Up, she, I think, released the song that time. I don't remember the name. I think I was checking it recently.
Yeah, Replay. Yeah, that's the name.
Yeah.
I remember it because somebody asked Tom Holland what his favorite song was, and he was like, Replay by Zendaya.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's like a perfect
sweetie.
Boyfriend on paper.
Yeah, he's like, you know, a good sweet boy that your mom is gonna like for sure. Yeah. Like.
Like all these compliments and gestures and everything. Whenever like new paparazzi pictures comes out, everybody's like losing their mind over some gesture that he's doing or the way he looks at her or stuff like that. And I just love it.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, me too. Let's wrap it up because I'm gonna explode now.
Oh, I'm really jealous.
So, dear listeners, don't settle for anything less than Tom Holland, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Like, only the best guys. It really treats you well.
Yeah, he might be shorter, but...
It happens. Appearance sometimes, you know, a great
it's
soul...
It's better if they're handsome, but if not...
Then a great
they're...
soul wins, yeah.
Yes.
So, thank you, dear listeners, for listening to our gossip show today, and we were glad to talk about Zendaya.
Thank you, guys. See you next time.
See you.